Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 8th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
There has been no US military involvement in defending Israel against these Iranian strikes.
Middle East tensions flare up again, and Sligo is Ireland's cleanest town. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, tensions have flared up in the Middle East as Israel launches strikes on Iran after coming under fire from Iranian missiles. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says their attacks were in response to Israel's continued targeting of Lebanon. The exchange of fire is the first since a fragile ceasefire came into effect in April. Sky's US correspondent David Blemmings is in Washington.
We have also heard from the Pentagon, by the way, they say there has been no US military involvement in defending Israel against these Iranian strikes, but that it is, in their words, an active situation and they are continuing to monitor it.
Meanwhile, oil prices have climbed in early trading in Asia after Iran launched missile strikes against Israel. The global benchmark Brent crude has risen more than 2% to over $95 a barrel. Oil prices have surged since the US and Israel launched strikes on Iran in February. Vladimir Zelensky appears willing to freeze battle lines with Russia in exchange for peace talks. The Ukrainian president, who met the leaders of Britain, France and Germany in London last night, says freezing the current battlefield lines with Russia is the quickest way to peace. The so-called E3 countries and Ukraine released a joint statement after last night's talks, saying Europe has an important role to play in negotiating a settlement and condemning Russia's missile and drone attacks. President Zelensky says he's ready for talks if Vladimir Putin is serious about ending the war.
If he will want to stop this war, we will meet. I always say that I'm ready for any kind of format with mediation of Americans, better Americans and Europeans, or only Europeans, or just bilateral. Doesn't matter. What matters to stop it as quick as possible.
A man is due to stand trial today for the attempted murder of three children during an alleged knife attack in Dublin in 2023. Riad Bushikar, of no fixed abode, also faces several other charges, including an allegation that he caused serious harm to a care worker. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey reports.
The charges faced by Riad Bushikar are alleged to have happened on the 23rd of November 2023 during an alleged knife attack on Dublin's Parnell Square East. The 52-year-old is facing three counts of attempted murder involving three children, two girls and a boy. He's also accused of causing serious harm to a woman, three counts of assault causing harm to a man and two other children, and one knife offence. His trial is due to get underway today. It's listed before the Central Criminal Court at 10:30 this morning, when a jury is expected to be sworn in.
At least one person is reported to have died after a powerful earthquake struck the southern Philippines, triggering tsunami warnings in Indonesia and Japan. The quake, measuring magnitude 7.8, has caused buildings to collapse and damaged infrastructure. Residents have been urged to stay away from damaged buildings and head for higher ground. Back home, Labour is calling for an immediate end to the standoff between the Rotunda Hospital and the Health Minister over private practice in public hospitals. The party's health spokesperson, Marie Sherlock, says loopholes in the public-only consultants contract have allowed confusion to fester. She's urging both sides to agree a clear end date for existing exemptions and strengthen the contract to prevent similar disputes in future.
Access to continuity and reassurance of excellent care should be available to every pregnant woman, irrespective of her ability to pay. But the reality is that we have this standoff at the moment between the hospital and the minister. There is an issue with the public-only consultant contract, and that issue has been raised by the Rotunda. The minister needs to listen to the hospital and indeed fix the issue.
Sligo is the cleanest town in the country, followed by Monaghan and Leixlip, according to the latest Eyeball litter rankings. The survey shows a lot of progress in urban areas which were previously litter black spots. Dublin's North Inner City, Cork's North Side and Ballyban in Galway have improved to moderately littered. For the first time, only one of the 40 cities surveyed, Limerick, was branded as littered. Conor Horgan from Irish Business Against Litter says no area has come out in the survey as a black spot.
Congratulations once again to Sligo, which has finished ahead of Monaghan and Leixlip at the top of our table. Waterford is again our cleanest city in fourth spot. But there's good news at the foot of the table as well. Once again, we have no area deemed a litter black spot, no area deemed seriously littered. And those previously littered urban areas we've talked so much about, they've all progressed from littered to moderately littered.
US President Donald Trump has walked out of a TV interview after being pressed to provide evidence for claims that elections were rigged. During Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, President Trump claimed the California primary elections and the 2020 presidential election had been fraudulent. When the presenter, Kristen Welker, pushed him for proof, he accused the media of being crooked before declaring he had enough and was walking out. In entertainment news, Broadway's biggest night of the year saw Liberation take the top prize at the Tony Awards. John Lithgow won Best Leading Actor in a Play for his portrayal of Roald Dahl in Giant. The ceremony also featured anniversary performances from Chicago, A Chorus Line, Rent and The Book of Mormon. Pink hosted the event. And in sport, in tennis, Alexander Zverev got a 5-set win over Italian Flavio Cobolli in the final of the French Open tennis. The German second seed had been runner-up in 3 previous Grand Slam deciders. Zverev says it's an important victory.
If I would have lost this one, the self-belief would have gone down a lot. But now that I've won it, I feel like I can do it again.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.